It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. My next guest this evening is a newly minted Emmy Award-winning actor you know from I, Tonya, Richard Jewell, and Blackbird. He now lends his voice in the new animated film Orion in the Dark. Please welcome to The Late Show, Paul Walter Hauser.
Hey, good to see you guys.
Nice to see you again. We ran into each other briefly out at the Emmys. Congratulations on that.
Thanks, man. That was a fun night.
That was a fun night. It's much more fun if you win.
I almost said I wouldn't know, and then that sounds really cocky and arrogant and gross. I
just you've mean, never gone and lost.
I never lose. Where's the camera? I never lose unless it's an intellectual competition. It was really fun. I mean, regardless, I think had I not won and I still got to eat three free Mother Wolf, the restaurant we were at, I mean...
Sure, that's where we ran into each other.
I would have been fine just eating pasta.
Well, you won for playing Larry Hall in Blackbird.
Yeah.
And you said that project changed your life.
It did.
And you've already done some extraordinary work in I, Tonya and Richard Jewell. Why is this one such a life changer?
Thanks, man. Yeah, I think this really changed my life because I ended up getting sober in the middle of the shoot. You know, I was kind of in a, I was in a rough place personally. I was not the best version of myself, to put it vague and safe. But then I played the serial killer, and you're in New Orleans, which is a very spiritually thick place to be. There's a film. There's an atmosphere of dark. Yes. Spirituality there at times.
And, psychic humidity.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, a drafty place sometimes. So I got sober in the middle of the shoot, and I started going to therapy. It was like the catalyst for all these wonderful things that happened, including healing my family. I actually did a thing called I Am Second.
What is that?
Thank you. I did this video documentary thing called I Am Second, and if you look it up on YouTube, you can see my wife and I, our whole story, where we very vulnerably talk about our problems and how we mended them and how we got back together. It's a beautiful story.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, you're not just an actor. You've taken up a side hustle.
Yes.
Which is professional wrestling.
Oh, I thought you meant the lemonade stand.
People always need fluids.
Yes.
But tell me about the professional wrestling. What brought you on to that?
Yeah, I love wrestling. I grew up watching it, sure. And I never graduated from that. People are like, you know, it's fake. And I'm like, you know, it's also fake? Me being a serial killer in Blackbird. That's also not a real thing. But I decided I wanted to do this. You know, Bruce Willis famously plays the harmonica. And that was like another talent of his, a thing he did when he wasn't acting. And I was like, maybe wrestling could be my harmonica.
Well, we have a clip here. Do you want to tell us what's happening? It's you in the ring.
I'll be curious what the clip is. Yeah, this is...
Okay, let's just discover it together.
Okay.
All right?
Mystery Science Theater. Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Hit it.
Oh, that is me throwing Matthew Palmer on his back at this show called Wrestling Revolver in Los Angeles. I can't even keep my leg up, but bam! Biggity bam. Stinger splash, there it is. So this guy, Sammy Callahan, said, do you want to make a cameo appearance at our wrestling pay-per-view? It's for charity. I said, of course, if it's for charity, I'll do it. And then he goes, you want to wrestle? And I'm like, what? Okay, yeah, man. So I did some training and we put on a fun show, yeah.
Well, you've got the moves.
Thank you, man.
That drop can't be easy.
No, you got to brace for that mat. I think some people think it's like a trampoline, and it's like, no, you've never had to have spinal surgery from a trampoline. You might have to, you know, get a massage. But that stuff is the real deal. You just have to fight through it, and you have a lot of adrenaline, too. I'm not used to being
adrenaline.
That. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
You're not used to adrenaline?
Listen,
you're a performer. You don't have any nervousness before you go on?
A different adrenaline. I think, like, on set, it's actually, when you're doing a movie or a show, you actually have to be more restrained. You can't let the adrenaline steer you in
sure,
a performance.
I understand, yeah.
Whereas, you know, in an athletic sort of engagement, you really get to, you don't even feel the pain. You're just in it.
The new film you're in, let me get this out right here.
Yeah, Striptease 2.
Film you're in.
Oh, Orion in the Dark.
Is there you are. You play the Dark in the new movie, animated movie, Orion in the Dark, written by my old Dana Carvey co-worker, Charlie Kaufman.
Charlie Kaufman, who, I mean, you guys have seen his movies, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, adaptation with Nicolas Cage. Like, he's this brilliant, creative guy.
Yeah. He's okay. Who do you play? Well, who is the Dark? And what was it like making this movie?
Making this movie with that second-rate B-list Stephen Colbert writer, it was tremendous. I'm such a fan of Charlie's. The director Sean Sharmatz is a total mensch, and I got to do a kids movie that's got like some drama and some like harsh intellectual theories in it. It wasn't like I was just doing Paw Patrol. It was. Mm-hmm. It was more like
Nothing
therapy
against
patrol.
Paw Patrol, which is a Viacom product, and we're so proud of it at Paramount. Now,
you know, do you it goes. You don't want to piss off Taylor Swift because the Taylor Swift fans will come after you.
Sure, yeah, exactly.
Paw Patrol, I think, is number three or four. I think it's like Taylor, mm-hmm. Trump, pause.
How old are your kids?
I have my son Harris Bolandhauser is 3 in April. And my son, Jonah Maverickhauser, is 1 in April. They're about 2 years
old. Oh, so they're a little young to know what dad is doing. I was wondering whether this would be a good movie for them.
Knowing their attention spans, it'll be about 10 minutes, and then it'll be back to me wiping their asses and cleaning vomit off my favorite sweater.
Sure. You know? Do they understand yet that you're an Emmy winner?
No.
That it's an Emmy winner wiping their butt? You should just put it right next to the crib.
There's an old joke that I heard somebody talk about where, like, Charles Durning, the actor from Dog Day Afternoon, he was nominated for 2 Emmys, and he'd go to this poker game in Hollywood with all these other actor guys, and every time he'd put it in his bed, he's like, anteing up, here is 2-time Oscar nominee Charles Durning. Just like saying it. Yeah, I got to start saying that with my kids.
Yeah, 100%.
How's that Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Because it just got poured by Golden Globe Emmy winning... Paul Walter Hauser.
Yeah. Well, they should probably refer to you that way and say, I love you, Golden Globe and Emmy winning dad, Paul Walter Hauser.
Paul Walter Hauser's already a mouthful. It already sounds arrogant from Jump Street. We've got to bring it down to PWH, maybe.
Do people ever mistake that your last name is Walter Hauser?
Oh, yeah. I'll go to a hotel and I'm like, I'm sure I made a reservation. And they'll be like, oh, it's under Walter Hauser or... We thought your first name was Walter Hauser Paul or something. Like, the comma was in. Mm-hmm. It's difficult. And then I have to get violent.
Exactly.
That's where the wrestling comes in.
Obviously. Exactly. And then you just take out the Emmy and go, does this refresh your mind?
I say, does this caress your tenetin? And I just stare at them. Listen. Time out.
I could add some time to Demi, and you're cut from the show, you realize. You understand.
Listen.
Name on the front of the building. I can do anything I want with this.
Listen, I am a huge fan of Demi Moore. So I understand if you want to elongate the... She's great.
Orion in the Dark premieres on Netflix this Friday. Paul Walter Hauser, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.
Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.